All right, back on the post game, another shout one for you guys. So I told you guys in the beginning of the show that we got the $20 million in funding. And so I just want to share our excitement a little bit about the possibilities of what we could do with it. So some of it is like mundane and you're not going to care about. Like, you don't care about our data team and what kind of data analysis that they're going to do on the metadata in the Facebook videos and yada yada. But that's what it takes to run a company. But let me quickly note that if you don't do that, then less people see that video. And if it's got a good message, and some of them are just fun, right? But some of them have important messages in it, like the, I think the Howard Dean one today. I would argue a lot of the ones we did today, right? And if you, like BuzzFeed has dozens upon dozens. They might literally have hundreds of data analysts.
They took one of ours.
Right, and that's okay, and God bless them, and they pay them a good wage. And by the way, we lose a lot of people because people outpay us. And so that's deeply, deeply frustrating, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't blame them. So sometimes people double their salaries. Jesus Christ, right? So these are the realities, and we have flies in the studio, and they don't, right?
Yeah, sorry.
And we're trying to improve it, right? It's, by the way, just quick FYI. This is a post game. We're just having fun. Uh-huh. So let me just speaking of inside baseball. Without getting into where we are. Look, these flies come into the studio. And they wait. They're smart little fuckers.
Yeah.
This is, of course, not true because they're not actually smart. Anyway, they wait during the breaks, and then the minute we go on air, and they just fucking like
they start flying.
It's
like
a kamikaze
in front of
pilot.
Our faces,
like kamikaze pilot, right into our faces.
Talking. Yes, yeah. Yes,
yes. Whoever's talking, I don't know why. Maybe it's a thing, right? Anyway, I'm sure Alex Jones has a theory on it. So. This is the shit we got to deal with, and sometimes stuff goes out. And like yesterday, as I told you in the show, the website was apparently a little slow. I found out about it from you guys, and thank you for letting us know. That's how we try to get better, right? So some of the fundamentals we get to do, and we've been running ourselves haggard this whole fucking time. Everybody, especially the behind the scenes stuff, doing five jobs at once, right? Okay, now, but the fun stuff is. I always wanted to do to like maybe follow a candidate that's running against an incumbent. Now we have better access to Just Democrats. Probably it'll be a Just Democrat one, but it could be a non-Just Democrat one. It could be a non-revolution. It could be whatever. But I want to tell that story. How do you beat an incumbent? If you're a progressive, can you actually win? How do you win? How do you reach out? And by the way, we can follow that story, and they might not win, right? But God, to be able to have the resources to actually send a camera crew there. So now you guys, you members, you almost all know this stuff doesn't grow on trees. And by the way, an investment isn't revenue. You don't just get to take it home or take it to the Bahamas, right? An investment allows you to hire people to create content, which hopefully does well, which then gives you revenue, which makes you sustainable. So that's how it works, right? So, I mean, that's one of dozens of examples I can give you. Look, for the members, I'm not trying to sell you on anything, you're already a member, right? But what I would love is to like do a member lottery where we pick one of your names. I shouldn't be talking about this, but anyway, because I don't know if we're gonna do it. But and then come to your house and like I come interview you guys. I don't know, I think that's kind of fun, right? And only of course if you're into it. I'm not gonna come to your house.
You have to enter the contest.
Yeah, sorry, you have to enter the contest. Like before, that's like a nice like thing, but it's low on the priority list because we're trying to survive here, right? Mm-hmm. But to be able to do stuff like that, that'd be amazing, let alone all the other content we could do. But here, I'll give you a great example of the thing that I'm super excited about. It's a perfect example of what we couldn't do in the past. We tried, we had the right idea, but now I think we could execute. So TYT Next. So that's the idea, and you might remember it if you're a member. That where we said, okay, I want to take people from the audience and have them become hosts, like send in videos, etc. Now, I'll tell you something, most people don't believe in my idea. And understandably so, certainly no one else outside this company does, but even internally we have fights over it, right? But that's how we got John Iarola, that's how we got a lot of people here. And I believe in that idea, and we tried it. But we didn't have enough producers, we didn't have enough editors, we didn't have the people to curate it, we didn't have the people to publish it. And so as much as I wanted to do it, it was a flop. And if you might notice, we kind of stopped talking about it, right? But if you can hire those people, then we might be able to get people from the audience to then be our next set of hosts, whether it's on What the Flick or sports or even the main channel. That would be, I don't know, I think that would be super cool because that's a better connection to the audience. And look, fundamentally, we don't hire TV people, generally speaking, because you have to unprogram them. They're used to, like today I was talking to another person from the industry and I told her we don't use prompters, right? On Facebook, some of the guys use prompters for the short videos, 3 to 5 minutes. But overall in the shows, you can easily tell we don't use prompters, right? For better or for worse. And she was like, no, no way, that's impossible. And she's like, well, how long is the show? 2 hours. No, outrageous. She said, what happens if there's breaking news? Well, then
you
we
just
do
talk about the you breaking news. Right. I don't understand why you need to read from a prompter to talk about breaking. Anyway,
I've had people come on my show and be like, where are the, how? You're the most skilled person in the world. And it's just like, no.
You just talk about the news like you would talk to a friend about the news. I don't know, whatever.
And but to TV people, they think like if you stumble over something that
it's
is
the end of the world.
It's the end of the world. Like, oh my God, we were so unprofessional. For a minute there, we didn't look like a robot. Well, that's true. I'm not sure you think that's as bad as you think it is. Anyway, so with the extra money, we're going to buy prompters and become fake.
Yes.
No, no, no.
Finally.
We're going to do campaign ads for establishment Democrats. That's what that is. Anyway.
So, okay, look, just one last thing about that. The reason I brought up the prompters is that I don't want to have somebody who's just a news actor come in and who's used to reading a prompter. I believe in you guys more than I believe in the so-called professionals. So that's why I think TYT Next is going to work. I think it's gonna be amazing. And I think we're gonna get great, great hosts from the audience. So that one we're definitely doing. And before we definitely didn't have the money and now we definitely do have the money for it. Okay, sorry, you were saying.
I just want everyone to give us a shot. That's it. That's all I want to say. This has been something that, you know, we've been waiting for a really long time because it's not easy to find investors that agree with what we want. And what we want is someone who's willing to step back and not try to influence our content or have any editorial say at all, right? And so people have already decided, oh, they've sold out, they've done this. Just give us a shot, that's all I'm saying, right? And if you feel like we have, then you get to stop watching. You don't have to be a member anymore. And you can turn your backs on us and be like, we're done with them. But again, just give us a shot before panic strikes.
No, Anna, if you're trying to get money out of politics, you can't have any money at all.
No, but they literally, you guys aren't making that argument. Oh, and by the way, let me say something about that. That's super important. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that up, Kim. Because look, I'm not worried about the stupid arguments from the right wing or the establishment. And they're the two sets of people that are making that argument. They made that all over the internet yesterday. Well, if you don't want money in politics, then I guess you don't want any money at all. What the fuck does that mean? That's such a stupid argument that I don't know how to respond to it, right? And so what are, and I think the establishment, because they always think that we're immature children and they think they're playing three-dimensional chess, they're so fucking condescending. It drives me crazy, especially given their record of complete failure. So they think that we're against all banks. No, you need a mortgage for your house. We're not against banks. We're not against financial institutions. We're against banks buying politicians. It's not that complicated. In reality, they're the children. And they're closing their eyes to it on purpose.
Yes.
So I'm not worried about those criticisms at all. They can all go tell me how my ass tastes, okay? So, but I don't want you guys to get misled and like I said in the original show, in the first segment that I did, it's a totally legit question to say, okay, but is there strings attached? And now do you have to cater to these guys, right? And that's what Anna's point was, which is that we worked really hard to make sure that didn't happen. And so, and look, I don't want to get into too much of the history of the money we didn't take, okay? But this one, these are the right partners and we have full editorial control. And look, final thing on it, and then we'll wrap it up. is that I'm not sure that like some folks are getting what it actually means. Outside of us, it is a symbol that we are winning, progressives are winning. If they didn't think that we could command this kind of audience, and we, and believe me, you don't have to get that kind of money without showing a lot of data, a lot of stats, a lot of facts, right? Endless amount of facts, stats, and data, right? And so they looked at all that, and their conclusion was, this is the side that's winning. Smart money should go on this. That's pretty cool, guys. So they don't think the right wing is winning. They don't think the establishment is winning. They think you're winning. So that's pretty badass. All right.
Like the Iron Bank.
Okay, it's not the Iron Bank.
Okay, not that at all.
Kim, I always said basically we have dragons. And so that's pretty cool. And with Justice Democrats, we don't have the unsullied, but we have the uncorrupted. Okay.
Which in a way is a synonym to unsullied.
Oh, okay, that's right. And I happen to be Dothraki.
Right.
Carl Jenk. All right, guys, that's all. Much love. Thank you for your faith in us, and I hope we're worthy of it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.